Welcome, everyone, to this week's episode of the E-Commerce Quick Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Mike. And this week, I have something new, something that I've known about, generally speaking, but I haven't totally known about in the sense that I didn't actually know people made money this way or this was a job or a way to actually earn income online. So this is actually something new, something I haven't talked to you guys about before. Basically, what it is making money through moderating Facebook groups. And don't worry, you don't have to have a Facebook group. You don't have to have an audience, which is, and that's actually the most amazing thing about this. Generally speaking, we think about, well, you know, we build a podcast or audience, or we build a YouTube audience or a Facebook audience or Pinterest or Instagram, some sort of audience, and then ultimately you can market to that audience. And that's kind of been the way that most people do it. And the cool thing is this way of making money online does not involve you having to have an audience of any sort of any kind. All you really have to do is have some sort of knowledge or at least some interest in basically anything. And that's the cool thing, because this all involves Facebook groups. So, you know, just generally speaking, I'm going to break this whole system down for you guys, but generally speaking, you find someone with a Facebook group, and there are literally millions of them out there. For those of you guys who don't know, Facebook group just basically is somebody will have a business, or for whatever it is, they'll have a group that basically has something to do with anything. So it could be about Corvettes. You have a Facebook group about Corvette cars. It could be about eBay dropshipping. It could be about Amazon FBA. It could be about, you know, painting. It could be about soccer. It could be about riding horses. It could be about knitting. It literally could be about anything. There are so many people out there with unique interests that there's bound to be a group of people that have an interest similar to you. And I'll kind of give you an example. There was a guy out there that I have no interest whatsoever in watches. And this is actually what made me think of moderating Facebook groups. But he has a group, a Facebook group in relation to luxury watches. And basically he was talking about how somebody else has a Facebook group and how there's a moderator on there. And the moderator, you know, does a series of things. And in return, he's able to market his products and services. And in this case, it was a product. I believe it was some sort of unique leather wristband. Again, remember, this is for luxury watches. So this guy basically moderated another gentleman's Facebook group. I believe it was the guy had a YouTube channel, and he drew in individuals from the Facebook, I'm sorry, through the YouTube channel into his Facebook group. So that group of people, his audience, could then talk to each other about watches. And because it's a lot of work, the Facebook personality didn't want, I'm sorry, the YouTube personality didn't want to spend all the time moderating, because it does take a lot of time. I mean, they focus on the YouTube channel. And so this other gentleman came in and he moderates the Facebook group. And in return, because it is time, he gives his time, and in response, he sells these leather wristwatches. And I'm going to go over, you know, why someone would buy from the moderator, and obviously the benefits to the actual creator or the owner of that Facebook group and the moderator, how everyone benefits. It's a two-way street. But that's basically what made me think about this. And I thought about it, and I was like, wow, I've been sort of a moderator before. It wasn't a Facebook group, but it was something similar, and I used it actually to make money. But let me just kind of, again, let me briefly go over how this works, and then I'll go in depth. So again, basically, you can either have a group already with a whole bunch of individuals, which you probably don't. This isn't relevant to you, because if you do have a group that's successful, there's a lot of people in there, you're probably going to, you know, you're busy with other things, so you're going to hire a moderator. But generally speaking, find something that you are interested in. And again, it can be anything. And again, I'm going to use eBay dropshipping because that's what I do. Again, but it could be anything. It doesn't even have to be e-commerce related. It can literally be anything. Babysitting, anything at all. You know, house painting, anything. So basically what you do is you find something you're interested in. Again, I'll use eBay dropshipping, for example. And you find someone on YouTube or on Facebook or on, you know, any social media platform that has a sizable audience, and you go to them, whether they have a Facebook group already or not. A lot of them do. Let's just assume they do for this example, and I'll explain what you can do if someone doesn't. But you go to find someone that has a sizable audience somewhere, and you basically offer to be their moderator. Because again, with the Facebook group, especially as it grows, the great thing is the actually owner of the Facebook group is the one that's pushing all the people to the Facebook group. So you don't actually have to build one yourself. They bring all the traffic themselves. But anyone who's ever been to a Facebook group knows it can get really sloppy. It can get spammy. People can become uncivil. If you don't moderate it correctly, people just simply won't engage. And so it loses value. So what you offer to that individual who owns a Facebook group is, hey, I'll moderate it. I'll keep out the spam. You know, I'll keep people civil. I'll encourage people to engage. And because of that, you're showing these individuals that are in the group attention, and it keeps them motivated to discuss things and whatnot. And because of that, because you're moderating it, you're doing all these things, people tend to stay and it grows. And the good value is anyone who owns a business, especially a marketer, understands that that Facebook group is valuable, because if they turn around and sell that business, they can sell it with the Facebook group, and all those eyeballs that are within the Facebook group, those are potential customers for a whole series of whether it's services, products, coaching, whatever it is related to that subject matter that you're in, that genre that you're in, it's valuable. So you are either helping build or sustain that Facebook group, that audience. And because you keep it civil in there, people tend to stick around, and it's valuable to the owner because, again, like I said, the owner, the person who drew that owns that Facebook group, that drew all that traffic into the Facebook group, you give them, you know, you sustain it so they have the ability, if they turn around and sell, their business worth more money, one, or just as much or probably more so if that individual wants to market something themselves. So say you have a YouTube channel about e-commerce, and then you create a Facebook group, and you know, you become the guru of Facebook, if you will. Or not Facebook, but eBay. So I'm sorry, let me step back. Let's say you're e-commerce guru per se. You're someone that you know talks about and has a lot of knowledge about eBay dropshipping, or again, this is relevant to any topic, but you are someone who knows a lot. You have a YouTube channel, you draw traffic into your Facebook group, and you know, you have, you know, everyone, your audience is there. You know, you ultimately probably want to market something to them, you know, because it's a lot of, you know, it's a business and it's a lot of work. So maybe you have a course ultimately that you want to push. You know, if there's a big audience and they're there and you can, you know, people are engaged, you can then take that course you have and market to that audience that's already there in the Facebook group, and you can ultimately make a lot of sales and in return make a lot of money. Again, the problem is the person who has the you know, the business owner, the Facebook group owner, they have, you know, their YouTube channel or their side business or their full-time business or whatever it is, and they don't have the time to deal with the Facebook group, or at least not enough time to keep it the people engaged, and ultimately the Facebook group loses its momentum, and you're offering to keep that Facebook group fresh and moderated and clean and not spammy, so that when that individual decides, hey, you know, I have this eBay dropshipping course I want to market, I want to sell to people, I can then go in and market it to them because I have this big group of engaged individuals that are relevant to what I'm trying to sell. And I don't really even have to do anything because this other guy over here or gal is in there moderating it, keeping it clean, keeping the people engaged. And it's a win-win. Now, obviously, you're going to say, well, you know, that's great, but how do you make money, Mike? And that's actually really simple. The way you make money, and I know I'm blabbering here, I'm sorry, but I'm going to go through this list here in a minute. I have a bunch of stuff written down, but it's really simple. The way you make money is you offer your services, your willingness and your time to moderate, and in return they allow you to market yourself, whether it's products, services, coaching, whatever it is, affiliate links to something, you know, not in a spammy way, but just every once in a while you offer it out there. Maybe once a week, maybe once every other week. Maybe you run, you know, coupons through there. The interesting thing is Facebook groups and chat rooms or whatever it happens to be, you can market stuff. And just because you market stuff doesn't mean it's spammy. You know, it's just the over-marketing of products or services or coaching or affiliate links is what makes it spammy. And that is what causes people to lose interest in the group itself. It's not the occasional marketing, it's the constant marketing. And so, you know, you're the person that owns it probably isn't going to market very often. They're just going to market every once in a while. And so will you. And that's basically the deal you make with a business owner. And actually, I'm going to go through some other reasons of how to how to sell yourself to the Facebook group owner on why it's beneficial to them. It's not just that, and also go a little deeper in how you make money, because ultimately this is a profit-making machine. You don't actually have to sell stuff. You can actually be selling yourself as well as the authority. And that's the other great thing. If you're in these constantly and you're the moderator of someone that people see as an authority because it's their Facebook group, they will see you as authority as well. And they will look to you for guidance. And ultimately, when you produce your own services or products or courses or whatever, people will say, hey, I know this guy. I trust him. I see him all the time. I see he gives answers. He's obviously around. He's not just going to, you know, come into this chat room or this Facebook group for a couple weeks and be gone. I can trust him. And ultimately people will give you your money. And obviously you want to make it, you know, you want to sell them something or offer them something of value. You're not just, you know, throwing something on there and going to make a profit from it and then run away. But anyways, let me kind of go over this here and kind of give you guys the breakdown of how this has worked. So obviously the first thing I have here is, what are Facebook groups? You guys already, you know, I've already covered that. Again, you don't have to have your own Facebook group. You can either, you know, basically what I would suggest, especially if you start out, is find someone in a subject or category that you're interested in. Again, it could be anything. It could be car hubcaps. It could be, you know, window installation or you know, RVs or radio control cars or literally anything that you can think of. You can have that. There's, you know, I'm sure there's authority out there, someone with a YouTube channel or a Pinterest or some sort of audience that they ultimately have pushed people into a Facebook group. And that's who you're going to go after and offer to moderate for. Again, the other thing is you can offer to build a Facebook group for someone, and then you ultimately just have that authority figure then push their audience into it. But I'll get into that in a minute. Next question I've written down here is, why moderator is needed? And I kind of already went over that. Really simple. Groups are great. People like to be part of a community, especially in 2019 beyond. You know, people don't go outside as much. People don't, they don't interact as much. So people like to interact online in chat rooms or in this situation, a Facebook group. And that is the town square now. That is where people get together. And the problem is, you know, most people like to be civil. Right. And they want to deal with other people that are civil. And Facebook groups, if they're not moderated, they can get very spammy. You know, you'll have everyone, their brother, constantly pushing stuff. And again, when it's a Facebook group, people are okay with the occasional marketing of a product or service or a coaching or whatever it is. Right. People are used to it. It's just like watching TV, you know, or listening to radio. You get a bunch of content, and every once in a while you get an advertisement. People understand that. They understand it's business, and as long as it's the majority of it is good, you know, quality content, they're okay with the occasional marketing. So you need a moderator to keep out the spam, you know, the constant marketing. You have a moderator, keep people civil. You know, you don't want people you know, talking trash about other people, or if this is about knitting, you don't want someone in there talking politics, or, you know, you want to keep it on subject as much as possible. You want to give people freedom, obviously, but it needs to really be, you know, if someone's taken away from the group, you know, usually you'll have those occasional bad apples and, you know, sour grapes that just aren't good for the group, and you want to be able to pull them out. So they need a moderator for that. And also you want to keep people engaged. It's great to have a bunch of people in a group, but if the people aren't engaged, you know, you would sit there, ask some questions, take polls. Oftentimes as a moderator, you go in and you answer people's questions, or you say, hey, you know, ask this person or ask that person, or you match people together. You post maybe little videos of stuff that, you know, that are relevant to that genre, whatever that Facebook group is about. That's what you need a moderator for, right? So the next question I have is moderating other people's Facebook groups. So this is a cool thing. Like I said, you don't have to have your own audience. Building an audience is very difficult and time consuming. Obviously, it can be done, but you know, it's a lot of work. And oftentimes, you know, the good thing is that there are so many groups out there that need moderators, and so many group owners that don't want to moderate, or they want to step away because it's just too much work, that, you know, you can find someone out there that you can moderate for. Again, like I said, you can build up a Facebook group as well for someone. In other words, if you have somebody you see with a big audience, but they don't have a Facebook group, you can simply come in and say, hey, I'll build the Facebook group. I'll moderate it. You just every once in a while come in there and say hello, and I'll do everything else. All you do is you push your audience into your Facebook group. You know, you own it, you know, not you as in the person creating it, but the actual, individual you're making it for. Hey man, you own it. You know, everything's yours. I'm just there moderating it. And you can, but you're offering that service of building it, because a lot of people don't want to have a Facebook group because they know it involves a lot of moderation, or maybe they had one before and they didn't want to, you know, be the moderator, so they just didn't build one for this business. So you basically would approach them and say, hey, you know, I want to build, or I want to moderate this for you. You just push all the traffic my way or over to the Facebook group. Another thing you want to consider is that you can go in and you can moderate for multiple groups. So you can moderate for multiple groups in the same genre. So again, if you're, if this is, oh, I don't know, let's say painting. Let's say this is something to do with painting. You're a painter. It's the genre is painting. You can go to different, you know, maybe there's someone over here with a watercolors painting Facebook group. There's somebody with a oil painting group. There's, you know, maybe a Facebook group having to do with tagging. People use spray paint. And so you don't have to just have, you don't have to be the moderator for one. You can moderate multiple. And the good thing, it can be multiple subjects as well. You could be ones for painting, ones for model cars, ones for Amazon FBA. And, you know, I would just highly recommend have it be one or a series of subjects that you're interested in, because if you're not interested in it and you don't have the knowledge, it's going to be problematic. Because remember, while you're moderating, you want to also be answering people's questions. You don't have to know everything. You just have to know more than the average person. And I think if you're into a subject, you'll realize you do know more than the average person, just solely because you are in that realm often. And so you ultimately learn a lot. Just like me, I know a lot about eBay dropshipping, not because I'm smart, but just because I do it every day and I've been doing it for years now. Which reminds me, another shameless plug, if you guys want my course, still free, sponsored by Profit Scraper, the software I use to manage my eBay dropshipping store, which I have for the last 4 years now, 3 or 4 years, I forget exactly. But for a very long time, I've been using them, same company, same great software, really easy to use. If you guys want to have an eBay dropshipping store course, it's free. It's sponsored by Profit Scraper. Go over to realstoreowner.com. Again, that's realstoreowner.com. It's free. Probably for a limited time now. I don't know how much longer Profit Scraper is going to be sponsoring the course. So if you want to check it out, head over there. That's all I'll say about it. Moving on. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, the Facebook groups. You can moderate for multiple groups if you want, or multiple different subjects as well. And I would actually recommend doing that, because you can, you know, again, I'm going to talk about here about how you make money, how you profit from it. But, you know, let's say you have one, it takes 10 hours a week. you can do four, and that's 40 hours a week, and you make good money from it, ultimately, potentially. And again, they don't all take that amount of time. You know, it could be a couple hours a week. It could be a full-time job. Just depends on the size. Again, obviously, if there's a group with, 200,000 or whatever it is, people inside the group, obviously that's it's a active, engaged audience. You could just moderate that, and that probably would take be full-time, but you have so many people. If you can sell your products or services to them, you can make a full-time living off that as well. As well as help out the owner by keeping it moderated and keeping it of value to the business owner, that the personality who is drawing all the traffic there. Next thing I have, why Facebook groups are valuable, useful to the owners. So again, like I said, chances are you're probably either going to offer to build a new one for the personality, and they're going to push the traffic, or that the personality already has a audience that has, or I mean, sorry, they already have a Facebook group with a big audience in there. The reason it's valuable to them, you have to understand this. The reason it's valuable to the owner is because it's an asset onto their business. So again, let's say I'll use the example of somebody that sells courses, right? That e-commerce related courses. Again, this could be anything in any, it doesn't have to be e-commerce, but I'll just use my example. They sell that, they're the leading expert when it comes to e-commerce. Hey, I'm a leading expert in Shopify and Facebook and eBay and Amazon, blah 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 blah, right? And so they have, let's say, a YouTube channel, and ultimately they push a lot of their traffic to their Facebook group, because Facebook is great, because that's where you can post something. You can keep it relevant. You can, you can post it and pin it to the top so everyone sees it when they come to the Facebook group. The whole group of people that follow you, they can congregate and talk in one centralized area. That's what Facebook is so great for, in Facebook groups. People can communicate with each other. And that's valuable to the owner or to the personality, because that is, they now have an audience. It used to be email. You still want to, when you have a business, you still want to capture as many emails as possible, because obviously you can shoot an email to them. It's very cheap. It's direct marketing, and it works. Facebook groups are great too, because it's the same thing. You have an audience there, and you can just post something into the Facebook group, and that, you can ultimately market your products and services to them. That's how it's valuable to the owner. It gives them that ability. Another thing is, when you have a whole bunch of engaged people, let's say you are a firearms collector or dealer or something, right? And you have there's a whole bunch of people in America that are into firearms. Well, if you have a YouTube channel. Again, I always talk about YouTube, but you don't have to have someone who draws their traffic from YouTube. It's just that's the number two search engine in the world right now. And because of that, a lot of people have YouTube channels. So let's say you're into antique firearms, right? And, you have a YouTube channel, you talk about antique firearms, you get push all the traffic into your Facebook group about antique firearms. And on the side, maybe you have, a business where you offer to clean these or restore these old firearms, or whatever it is, right? And that, so it's of value to the Facebook, or I'm sorry, to the personality, because they can then market themselves. Or if they sell a business, they can include that in with the business, and it's of value as well. Also, a good thing about a Facebook group is, yes, it basically keeps people engaged and your customers close. So you want to, let's say again that, you have that you're a antique firearms YouTube channel, and again, it could be anything, but, people watch those videos, but they also want to talk to each other, go to the Facebook group, they talk to each other. And because of that Facebook group, because people can talk to each other, it's going to make you more relevant. They're going to watch more videos. They're going to stick around. And again, that's where you come in as a moderator. You keep it nice and clean. People are there, gives value to the Facebook owner. Let's see. Also, it makes you the authority. You know, you're already the authority, or you're building authority based off, you know, however you attract the people. But because you have a Facebook group, people go to ask questions about whatever subject matter it is, you then become the authority. And because it's clean, and because it's a civil place to communicate with other people of like minds, you know, you become the authority. And whenever they think about, oh, I want to, you know, yeah, I've been watching this, you know, I've been thinking about making money online, and, you know, I don't know what to get into. Well, let me go into this Facebook group because I can ask a question, and, you know, and I know people will answer it. That's where the moderator comes in. They, you know, make sure all the questions are answered, or at least they're responded to, so that people know that, you know, when they have a question related to that, they know where to go, and they know they'll always get an answer, or at least to the best of your ability. All right, the next thing is, what do you offer the Facebook group owners? And again, I'm going to regurgitate some of this here, but you're offering them, ultimately, what you're selling to them is, your pitch is like, hey, if you don't have a Facebook group, you need a Facebook group, and you cover the things that I've already talked about. But, you know, oftentimes they'll have a Facebook group. Well, let me step back. If somebody does not have they have an authority, they have an audience, they don't have a Facebook group, you offer them a Facebook group. Look, I know you probably don't want a Facebook group just because it's more work than you are, you know, you're already putting a lot of effort. You don't want to deal with it. I'll build it. You just draw traffic there, and I'll be the moderator, and we can discuss, you know, what you want, what you don't want, and I'll just handle everything. And it's nice and easy and clean. If someone does have a Facebook group, that's even better because they already know how much work it is, and it's probably overwhelming, or they start getting all the spam, and, you know, so they just kind of move it to the wayside. They're still sending people over there, but they're not doing as much. And because they're not doing as much, it becomes spammy. It becomes, you know, sometimes it's toxic. Sometimes there's just people aren't civil. And because of these things, people tend to not engage as much, and it's not as much of an asset to the owner. And basically what you're offering them is, look, I'll clean it up. I'll keep all the, you know, if you don't want people marketing, you make the, you know, you send everyone out the guidelines, you post them, and you enforce them. No marketing, no, you know, talking trash, no talking about things off subject, generally speaking. You know, you don't, especially in today's day and age, you don't want people talking about politics when they're, you know, you're trying to market your needlework kits, or, you know, I don't know, whatever it might be. But that's what you're offering them. You're offering them to clean it up, either to make one Facebook group, to clean up their Facebook group, or to help them build and build a audience that individual, the authority person, can then market to, or an asset they can use to sell if they're ultimately going to sell their business, whatever it is down the road. Let's see what else we have. It's zero cost to the owner of the Facebook group. You know, I'm sure anyone in business, they're going to say, great, why would you do this for free? Or how much are you going to charge me? And you simply tell them, look, it's free. And the only catch is, you allow me to market them to market to your customers relevant, you know, courses, relevant affiliate links, relevant coaching, whatever it is, whatever the actual owner itself does not offer, you might offer. And basically you would agree with that beforehand. You say, hey, whenever I make it, before I make a course, before I do any of this, I will check with you. Another thing you can do is you can actually offer, for example, a course or a video series or something that is of value to the customers in that subject. You can offer, you know, to make it and split it. You can offer, hey, I'm gonna do coaching, I'm gonna offer this course, this video series, and that's what I get. Occasionally, you know, at a limited, you know, obviously you don't want to be spam yourself, but I'm going to do it whatever you think is reasonable, depending obviously on how many posts and whatnot are there. You figure out what's reasonable. I'm going to post every once in a while, and the owner agrees with it, and you just keep any profits, and that's how you get paid for moderating. Or again, like I said, you can offer to make these things, and you can, you know, the courses, the coaching, all of that, you can offer to, you know, split it or have some sort of profit sharing with the owner himself, or, you know, you can, maybe you have products that you, that are relevant. Like I said, that guy that has a Facebook group in relation to luxury wristwatches, he has a moderator, and the moderator makes money by selling custom watch bands. I assume they import, maybe they design whatever it is, and that's how they make their money. It's a great trade-off. It's good. It's a win-win for everyone. Also, you know, you offer to keep it clean or to clean up the group. Again, you want to, you know, keep people engaged by posting things that are relevant, by asking questions, by answering people. You know, you keep it civil. You kick out people that, you know, aren't, you know, that are saying inappropriate things relevant to or relative to what you consider your guidelines ultimately to be. You clean up the spam. You know, you don't allow people to post things that aren't relevant or that are selling. You know, if you don't want people to sell stuff, you know, you make that known. You remove anything where people are selling stuff, and it keeps it clean. It keeps people wanting to come back for more. And again, you tell the owner that, look, I want to help you build a sustained asset for your business. You know, and it's ultimately yours. And, you know, there's a real big pain point. You know, one of the best ways to make money in business is find a pain point and then create a solution. The pain point is everyone knows they should have a Facebook group so they can market to people. But the pain point is having to moderate and keep it clean, engaged, and of value. You are coming in and you're offering, you're locating the pain point, which is the moderation. You're offering to do it, and you're offering to do it for free. So in most situations, that doesn't cost them a dime. There's an increased value because the Facebook group becomes more valuable. The owner can market if they want to these people. And also you can as well and make some money that way. And that's ultimately, generally speaking, how you make money through this business model. Again, what do you gain? You yourself gain from the moderation. Again, you know, you're not doing this as a charity, right? I mean, you know, maybe it's a buddy of yours or something you're interested in, you might. But for most of you guys out there, you know, that are looking for a way to make money, again, you know, you don't have to create your own Facebook group. You just find someone else that has one that's a little messy, that needs a moderator, and you offer to do it in return for selling your services. Again, coaching is a great thing to offer. If you go through there and you're constantly answering questions, and you're the moderator, and people see you over and over and over and over again, you're going to come across as an authority. Even if you don't know a whole lot, you'll come across an authority. And so people look to you for answers, and you answer their question over and over and over again, different questions, when it's time for them to pay for coaching. You know, they want to pay for someone, hey, I want to figure out how to, maybe this is how to do better in a college subject, right? You have a Facebook group about that, and you start to learn a lot about that subject, and hey, I need some coaching on, you know, that's subject in school. They're going to think of you because they've seen you the most. You then become the authority in that subject, and you can offer then, you know, coaching sessions or coaching or courses. Maybe you build a video course on the subject that people can buy. Hey, I want to, you know, I'm into RC cars, radio control cars. You know, but I don't know about these engines. Maybe you do, and you build a course on how to rebuild radio control car engines, or how to build ramps for whatever it is. You know, this could be a million things. It could be anything. But you then, you know, every once in a while you have an ad on there. Hey, I'm running 50% off my course on how to build ramps for RV cars, RC cars. And they see it every once in a while, and when they're ready, they have a little extra money. Guess who they're going to come to? They're going to come to you. And yeah, even though the information, you might think, Mike, yeah, but this information, whatever it is, might be free on YouTube, how to build RC car ramps. That's true, but people want, oftentimes, they want to support you because they see you're very helpful in the community, but they also want, you know, they don't want to go out and look. Their time is valuable, so they don't want to spend a whole bunch of time and look for this information that's free. They'd rather just pay you right then. Boom, they pay you. They get it. They know they can trust you. They know where they can find you if there's an issue. And that trust just gives you the ability to sell products, services, coaching, Also affiliates. You don't even have to build your own courses or coaching. You can just have affiliates. You know, again, if it's a, let's say there's a guy who just talks in general about making money online. You know, they have that YouTube channel. People go talk about ways to make money online. They go send people to Facebook group. Facebook group is great for them because it's clean, because you're the moderator. You keep it clean. You keep people engaged. And ultimately, you know, 6 months down the road, they're like, all right, it's ready. I'm ready to figure out how to make money online. And there's so many different options. You know, every once in a while, you offer advertisements to, you know, maybe a couple courses that are out there, and they're affiliate links. So people go in there, they use your affiliate link, and they go buy the course. You didn't even have to make any courses or do any coaching or anything. You just simply were there, answered their questions, and when it came time for them to spend money to buy a course, they bought one of the courses that you recommended because you're the authority, because they see you often, you make money, and you do this 2, 3, 4, 5 different Facebook groups. You can make serious cash just simply for being a moderator. Let me see what else I have here. Here's another thing. Even if you're not making money, you become the, you know, let's say you, there's a guru or a someone who, you know, guru is sort of a bad term because it, you know, a lot of people come across as, hey, I'm a guru, when really they're not. But there are definitely people out there that know a lot about a subject, right? I wouldn't call myself a guru, but I do know a lot about eBay dropshipping. And now that I'm getting somewhat into Amazon dropshipping, I know, I definitely wouldn't say guru, but I definitely know some. But I know a lot about eBay dropshipping. And because of that, you know, if I had, let's say this podcast and I had a Facebook group, which I don't, which I probably should considering what I'm talking about here. But, you know, if I push people constantly over to my Facebook group, people went there, they talked, and you're the moderator there, you would then basically, you know, you would come to me and say, hey, Mike, I'll build you. Actually, here's a perfect example. I don't have a Facebook group. Someone came to me and said, hey, Mike, I want to build a Facebook group for you. I noticed you didn't. It's going to be about eBay dropshipping. You just push your audience over to the Facebook group, and the Facebook group goes there, or the your audience will go there, and I'll help build up your Facebook group in the form of keeping it clean and keeping people engaged. And in return, I want you to coach me, or I want you to, you know, because maybe somebody sees me as the authority, but I simply don't have time. But since they're offering to build this asset for me, ultimately, that I can use to market to people, they can then, you know, say, hey, I'll do this for you. But in return, all I ask is, you know, that I'm able to pick your brain whenever I have questions, and they can kind of get a jump start in a business. That's another way you can use it to benefit you. And you can really get into people that you might otherwise not be able to get direct coaching from, because I don't offer coaching. I used to, I don't anymore. You know, I simply don't have the time, and, you know, but maybe there's a value. Maybe if someone was willing to do that, maybe I would coach them. And, you know, I have 4 years of mistakes that I figure out how to fine tune and tweak my business. And, you know, the knowledge I have is a value, and that's true for anyone that's been doing a business for a long time. So maybe they could offer a Facebook group for me, and they say, hey, Mike, in return, all I ask is that, you know, you give me some coaching. That could be definitely an opportunity for you to be able to get into someone of authority that knows whatever it is that you're looking to get into. Let's see. And last thing, again, you can sell products. You know, I've already killed this topic, but you can sell products, services, and coaching. Ultimately, that's probably what most of you are going to do. You know, whether it's your coaching, whether it's your services, whether it's your products, or it's just affiliates, so you don't even have to create them yourself. That is just your ability, or that is your, you know, that's what you require in return to moderate the Facebook group. Okay, now last but not least, how do you get these gurus? How do you get these authority figures to get you to build, or get you to allow, they allow, geez, I can't even think today. Hold on, man. Let me take a drink of water. How do you get these gurus, these authority figures, these owners of these Facebook groups to get you, to allow you to be their moderator? So one thing I would suggest is one of these authority figures already has a Facebook group, I would go into the Facebook group and I would consistently regularly and of value post questions and or answers. So when people have questions, every single question or most questions, give an answer. Don't just give a half-ass answer for the purpose of so people constantly see your name, but actually add value. Answer it. You know, even if you don't have the answer, simply go in and say, hey, I think this person in the group, I know they're into XYZ, ask them. But, you know, a lot of times you'll see in Facebook groups, especially when it's a subject that you're interested in, you'll have a lot of new people. A lot of new people ask lower level or beginner questions, and that's great for you because you probably already know it because you're into that subject matter. You're interested in it. So you already know, you know, people generally aren't asking super in-depth questions in these Facebook groups. Now, some might, but usually most aren't. Therefore, you are already a quote unquote authority figure compared to them because just simply you know more than them, right? So you go in these Facebook groups and you're constantly answering questions. And the great thing is the current moderators they have, or just the individual, the owner themselves, they will consistently see you and because they know you're adding value. They want people to communicate. They want people to answer questions because they don't have to. And so when they constantly see you, they're going to see you. So do that for, you know, a few weeks, couple months, whatever it is, and then go in and just private message them. Say, hey, you know, I've been in your group. I've been, you know, I noticed there's a lot of people that are trying to sell XYZ, whatever, and it's really spammy. If you, you know, why don't you let me moderate and I'll keep it clean. Or, you know, hey, you know, I'd like to answer these questions. Allow me to moderate. You know, I think I can really provide value. And, you know, you sell yourself on the things I talked about. And you tell them up front, you say, look, you know, I'll moderate for you. It's a ton of work, but I'm willing to do it. Because I think it's a win-win. It cleans up it your Facebook group. It keeps people, you know, I'll keep people more engaged, and you know they'll be there when you're ready to market to them. And all I ask is that you know you allow me every once in a while to market my products or services. And of course, you want to make sure you cover, you know, you're upfront with them about that. You don't want to just say, "Hey, I'm going to be a moderator," and then you start throwing in stuff without telling them. It looks like you were, you know, you're trying to be sneaky. And look, they know it's a lot of work, and a lot of people I think will be open to allowing you to moderate and allow you to then make some money on the side because of that. And again, if they have a little pushback, say no problem. What if I, you know, every once in a while I market some stuff and I split 50-50 or 75-25 or however it's going to work for you, a profit sharing plan so everyone wins. I think that, but really you want to go in there and you want to communicate and you want to add value within the community first before, and make sure you're seen to the owner of that Facebook group before you actually reach out to them. Because oftentimes, because they see you often, they'll almost feel like they know you and they'll say, hey, I see this person all the time, you know, rather than when they get if they get a whole bunch of private messages and they're probably just going to ignore them because it's just some random person. They're going to recognize you, and you don't even have to get in front of them. You just simply have to constantly add value to the Facebook group, and they will ultimately just by sheer fact that you're there often, they'll recognize you and they'll probably answer you at least. You know, they might not say yes, but you know, if you know, do it in multiple groups, and I'm sure you'll have some people that will take you up on your offer. Let me see. The other way to do it is people that don't have one, you contact them directly through, you know, maybe they have a Facebook page, a PR page, whatever it is, you figure out a way to where you can find them and you message them and you say, hey, use an example, say, hey, I know this person over here that's also in your subject, you know, the topic that you're in. This person over here has a Facebook group and it's doing really good and they're selling this course or they're selling this or whatever. I know she didn't have one. I know you probably don't have one because it's a lot of work and it's a lot of hassle and there's a lot of spam, blah, blah, blah. I'll make one for you and all, you know, you just simply push people over through your different social media channels consistently and we'll build it up and I'll keep it clean and ultimately it'll be a value there. So if you sell your business, if it's a business or something that they could sell, or when, you know, when you're ready to sell something to monetize this audience you have, they'll be there, they'll be engaged. I'll keep it nice and clean. You can just go in there and, you know, you can sell it And, you know, I'll do it all for free. And again, you work out some way that you can benefit. But all I recommend is you just make sure you're upfront and honest with the people so they know what they're getting into. And it's not a, you know, you don't, it doesn't seem sneaky, you know, you're not sneaking in some, hey, buy this for me, buy that. It almost might look like you're sneaking behind their backs. Just make sure you're upfront and honest. And I think they'll recognize how much effort that you're putting into, and they'll want to reward you, and especially when they have to pay you, because you're just basically getting paid through the customers or the, say clients, but the audience that the owner actually created. And again, you know, I'm sure there's other ways. There's other ways, but I just think this is a great opportunity to moderate Facebook groups and to make money. It's so common sense, guys. Look, it seems like no one even goes out and hangs out and they know their neighbors or their, you know, people just tend to congregate on the internet these days, you know, whether it's in front of their laptops at work, whether it's on their cell phones. And they like to communicate with people of like mind. So people ultimately, they go to Facebook groups because they're free. It just makes sense. The owner can have one. They can draw traffic there. The individuals in the audience can communicate. They love it when there's engagement from the actual individual or his or her moderators, because you're basically an extension from them. They feel important. They feel, you know, that you're going to be around. And when ultimately it comes time for them to spend some money, if ultimately that's what it comes down to, or that's what your goal is, they will come to you because they trust you and you are an authority. And it's just a great way to add value to the owner's business. It's a great way for you to have a side business. The great thing about this is it's location independent. You can literally do this from anywhere. You can run, you know, one or a series of Facebook. I mean, think about it. Let's say you find some huge Facebook group with tons, you know, with a giant audience, and you can market and make a full-time living that way, or a side hustle living that way. Or let's say, you know, you can't get in and become the moderator for that. Let's just say you find a series of smaller ones that you know, let's say if it's a group of 100,000 people, and, you know, for whatever reason, they don't allow you to be a moderator for that one, you'd find 10 small ones with 10,000 each, and it's going to be probably the same amount of work. And, you know, then, you know, so if you can't get 100,000, you get 10 with 10,000 each. So it's ultimately the same thing, 100,000. That's a lot of people to market to and, you know, ultimately add value to the owner, but make money for yourself. So guys, that's basically it. That's this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it spurred some new thoughts, some new ideas. I know I go over the same things often. But you know, those are the business models I'm in. This is something new and unique. I think is definitely valuable. I definitely think it's something that you should look into, especially because you can do it from anywhere around the world, and make money. So that's it, guys. Thank you very much for listening to this week's episode of the E-commerce Quick Tips podcast. If you're interested, remember realstoreowner.com. That's my free course. Check it out. And all I ask is that you use Profit Scraper ultimately if you're going to go ahead and start up an eBay dropshipping store. I don't get any kickbacks. They do offer a discount if you use the link that's in there. And remember, when it comes to making money online or Facebook, there's always an option. Thanks, guys. Thanks again, everyone, for listening to this week's episode of the E-commerce Quick Tips podcast. If you would like to find out more information on how to start your own online business, make sure to check out our new course at realstoreowner.com, where I reveal all the techniques and secrets I personally use to build my own eBay dropshipping business from zero to over $10,000 net profit per month in just a little over 1 year. If you're ready to make the change in your life and start creating your own wealth by building a real online business and becoming your own boss, take the leap and head over to realstoreowner.com right now.